From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A battle is shaping up in Washington this week over legislation to add prescription drug coverage and make other changes to the Medicare program. Caught squarely in the middle is the AARP. Normally allied with Democrats on health issues, the influential seniors group today endorsed the mostly Republican-backed bill. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
AARP CEO Bill Novelli this afternoon confirmed what many have suspected for the past several days about his group's view toward the pending Medicare bill.
We are endorsing this legislation, and we're going to work very hard for its passage.
AARP's endorsement, which comes complete with a major advertising campaign and mobilization of its formidable grassroots organization, is no coincidence. Republicans have been courting the group all year, and AARP officials were among the handful of people involved in the final negotiations. Novelli said what helped tip the balance in the bill's favor were changes to encourage employers to retain existing drug coverage for retirees and to boost help for the poorest beneficiaries.
Clearly, this is not a perfect bill, but the country can't afford to wait for perfect. There's been too much of a logjam, and now this has the opportunity, we think, to get bipartisan support and to pass.
With some 35 million members, AARP is the largest and by far most influential senior group, and its endorsement is expected to significantly boost the chances of the bill becoming law. That's giving Democratic opponents of the measure fits. Here's how House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi described things for reporters late last week.
I have conveyed to the AARP leadership my concern that the track that the Republicans are on is far too partisan, and it does not do the job for America's seniors, and that they should not be co-opted in Washington, D.C.
AARP's actions are also infuriating other senior groups. Judy Stein is executive director of the Center for Medicare Advocacy. She says the other changes the measure would make to Medicare are not worth the $400 billion drug benefit.
That is, it's not a bargain, nor what we bargained for, either as a prescription drug benefit, which would be very limited, nor as the proper structuring of the Medicare program.
Those structural changes senior groups oppose include boosting premiums for beneficiaries with incomes over $80,000 a year. Most senior groups also object to proposals that could lead to caps on overall Medicare spending, as well as a pilot program to test head-to-head competition between government-run Medicare and private health plans. Stein says since the drug benefit will only cover a fifth of many seniors' drug bills, the seniors she talks to just aren't willing to make that trade-off.
People don't want this if it means that Medicare is going to be changed in the way that appears to be proposed.
So why has AARP split with other groups? A key reason, says healthcare economist Marilyn Moon, is that the group can't bear to leave the $400 billion Republicans have pledged toward the effort on the table.
And that's a very legitimate issue for them to be worried about. It's going to be difficult to get anyone to come back to this issue if it fails. $400 billion is a lot of money, even though there are a lot of very negative things in this legislation.
But Moon, who used to work for AARP, says there are other reasons as well.
They really like to be players. They like very much to be part of the game and to be able at the end to say we delivered this legislation.
This isn't the first time AARP has endorsed controversial Medicare legislation. It strongly backed the last drug benefit Congress passed in 1988. That was part of an even broader bill to protect Medicare patients against catastrophic medical costs. Despite AARP's best efforts, that law was repealed before it ever took effect. Seniors rebelled at being required to pay more. Some think this measure and the AARP could be in for a rerun. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.